is Free Talk Live. It is the Thursday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on our website is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. On the way here tonight, the worst cell phone ban ever proposed. Coming out of Lawrence, Kansas, of all places. You thought it would have been New York City because they've already cracked down on cell phone use in cars. Washington, D.C.'s up there as well, in the most draconian areas of the country where cell phone use is not allowed, with the exception of hands-free devices. How far will Kansas take it? We'll explore that on the way. Plus, tracking devices. The conspiracy theorists out there are going to have a real tough time with this one. We'll explain what it is that the government wants to do, who they want to put these tracking devices in. 800-259-9231, also on the way. Where is all the good news from Iraq? Also, speaking of Iraq, we're going to start out in the Middle East this hour. There's another Iraqi massacre that has been alleged with some evidence to back it up. That and more. Your calls, you bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. So, the news reporting from the BBC, there's a new Iraq massacre tape that has emerged. Now, it's not actually footage of Marines massacring anybody, but it's footage of the aftermath. The video appears to challenge the U.S. military's account of events that took place in the town of Ishaqi in March. Different town, not Haditha, different massacre. The U.S. said at the time 4 people died during a military operation. But Iraqi police claimed that U.S. troops had deliberately shot the 11 people.
Mm.
A spokesman for U.S. forces in Iraq told the BBC an inquiry was underway. The new evidence comes in the wake of the alleged massacre at Haditha, which we've been talking about recently on Free Talk Live, where U.S. Marines are suspected of massacring up to 24 Iraqi civilians in November of 2005. This one, the video pictures obtained by the BBC, appear to contradict the U.S. account of the events in Ishaqi, where, let's see, apparently it's about 60 miles north of Baghdad. The U.S. authorities said they were involved in a firefight after a tip-off that an Al-Qaeda supporter was visiting the house. Sounds really action-packed. Sounds like they were really defending whatever they're defending. According to the Americans, the building collapsed under heavy fire, killing the 4 people inside, a suspect, 2 women, and a child. But a report filed by Iraqi police accused the U.S. troops of rounding up and then deliberately shooting 11 people in the house. Now, that's a big difference. 4 people or 11 people? 4 people crushed to death by the building caving in, or 11 people rounded up and executed?
Well, it doesn't say, it doesn't allege executed.
Well, yes, it does. Apparently, including 5 children, the 11 people, including 5 children and 4 women.
Good Lord.
That would be 9 of the 11 being women and children, before blowing up the building. The videotape obtained by the BBC shows a number of dead adults and children at the site, with what our World Affairs editor, John Simpson, says were clearly gunshot wounds. Now, if the building had collapsed in on itself, you might see somebody impaled on a piece of wood or something like that, or a girder. But in this case, you've got people with gunshot wounds in a burning building, essentially. It's been cross-checked with other images that were taken at the time of the events, and according to the BBC's image experts, appears to be genuine. So the video came from a hardline Sunni group that is actively opposing the coalition forces.
Hmm.
Does that make it questionable? Of course it does. But are they any more questionable than our U.S. military? Really?
Well, they all have their agenda, that's for certain.
Sure.
And
their agenda is to get us out.
I would have to say that I don't blame it. I feel like the blame lies in the government more than it does in the soldiers. If I was over there in those circumstances, I could see myself making mistakes that would kill people.
Okay.
Because...
Do you consider it a mistake when you round 11 people up and execute them? Is that oops? Sorry about that.
Well,
is that an oopsie?
The thing is it's your job to kill people over there.
Yeah.
So if you have decided in your mind that those people are the enemy, I don't know how you figure out that
9 women and children.
9 women and children are the enemy, exactly, mm-hmm. Especially the children. But
I understand where you're coming from. Have children been bombing things in Iraq? I don't know. I haven't heard any
allegations of that. I certainly heard that in Vietnam.
Well, but I remember we heard the news about the first woman bomber blowing herself up, the first woman suicide bomber. So since they kind of made a news story out of that event, you would think that if there was an event of a child blowing itself up, that would have made news. It would have made headlines.
Perhaps they love their children a little more there.
Maybe so, but my point being, in Vietnam, you did have children running up with grenades to the Marines and blowing themselves up, essentially.
I have to believe that's true.
And if that's not been happening here, then how could they possibly even suspect the children of being terrorists?
Well, perhaps they realize that if they kill their older brothers or their fathers, that these children will grow into terrorists.
So they're eliminating that possibility now? Mm. That's what you're saying?
Yikes. Could be.
800-259-9231. How do you feel about this? Do you think that the Sunnis are just manufacturing evidence to make the troops look bad? Or is it possible that, once again, we've stumbled across evidence of yet another massacre at the hands of the U.S. military? Isn't it possible that if it's happened once, it's happened a handful, if not more, amount of times? We've certainly played evidence in the past, not related to the war, but we've certainly played, we had the Eugene Seiler tape with five cops beating a man in his own home over a drug investigation. The fact that this audio tape came out doesn't mean that this is an isolated incident. It means it's an isolated example of one incident that came to light. That's what it means.
It's an isolated incident of them having an audio tape of it.
Correct.
Not of it being something new or different.
Exactly.
About how police can conduct this. Some police can conduct business.
So we'll never be able to know or extrapolate how often police beatings happen as a result of hearing one audio tape or hearing a story like we did over the weekend about Indianapolis, one cop there beating a suspect. I mean, we hear the stories, but there's no way to actually determine how frequently this goes on. And the police supporters will say, oh, well, these are just the bad apples. 99% of the cops are good guys. These 99.9% of them are good guys. You just happen to catch these guys in the act. Most cops aren't this way. And, of course, they'd say the same thing about the Marines. And most of these Marines wouldn't be this way if they weren't over fighting a war. They'd be fixing cars in a garage somewhere or working a plumbing truck or working in an office. They'd be doing something productive with their time where they wouldn't have the opportunity, and they wouldn't have the opportunity to kill innocent people, nor would they have the level of stress placed on them to where they actually would want to kill innocent people, unless they were working for the post office. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's your zinger for the month, by the way.
It's so frustrating, and we all get to pay for this. All of this killing is going on in our name. Whether or not you believe we actually did it, fact is, there are innocent people dying in Iraq.
You know, I was talking to a friend today, and we were talking about Darfur.
What's that?
It's a peninsula, apparently, in Sudan.
Okay.
An area in Sudan. And she had gotten a little rubber bracelet. It was green that said, stop the violence in Darfur or something like that.
Yeah, safe Tibet.
And one of those things.
Yeah.
A cause that has a little silicone bracelet.
Right.
And all causes have a bracelet. But in Darfur, they mentioned the statistics and said, write your congressperson, write the president, write somebody about the violence in Darfur. And the implication is, we're Democrats, and we want to stop the violence in Darfur via the U.S. military.
Okay.
Because, as long as it's for a humanitarian reason as opposed to blood for oil, it's a good idea.
Oh.
Do you understand where I'm going with this? Essentially, it doesn't matter which party it is. It doesn't matter whether it's the Republicans wanting to establish democracy in Iraq or stop the weapons of mass destruction or whatever the reason is that we're over there. I'm not even exactly sure.
There's always a good reason to use force on somebody, right?
Or if it's the Democrats who want to kill whoever the bad guy might be in Darfur. There's apparently militias going around killing people. I guess they're not even banded together particularly well.
So the military's okay as long as the Democrats are in charge of where to send them.
Right.
I see. 800-259-9231. The lies continue to flow about Iran. We'll go over them. Charlie Reese has some comments. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. On the way tonight, I've got a bit of an audio treat for you listeners. It's about a minute-long clip that I discovered last night of an officer of the law singing the national anthem. You won't believe it. We'll get to that later. 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of great stuff on our website. Over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. About 1,200 people are interacting on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever you want. Let's go to Charlie Reese, though, at the moment. from antiwar.com, talking about this situation with Iran. And it's developing. They've been sort of rumbling about Iran for a number of months now, and he sort of lays it all out. He says, if we allow the Bush administration to drag this country into war with Iran, we should all just burn our voter registration cards and go ahead and admit that we're no longer worthy of being citizens of a self-governing republic. For heaven's sake, the administration is employing the same tactics it used to justify the war against Iraq.
It's pretty close.
Refusal to negotiate, lies, disinformation, and demonization of the Iranian leader. Are we going to fall for the exact same con job all over again? Oh, they're being honest with us this time. This time it's for real. There's nuclear weapons involved here, not just chemical weapons of mass destruction. This is really scary. If so, says Charlie, we're both far too dumb to be trusted near a voting booth. Recently, a story was floated that the Iranians had passed legislation requiring religious minorities to wear an identifying badge. Did you hear about this?
Yes, absolutely. It's the modern-day version of the concentration camps.
It sounded pretty horrible. I remember reading this story a few weeks ago. It sounded terrible. Nazi! Nazi! Cried the neocon warmongers. Trouble is, the story was complete fabrication. False. No such legislation was passed.
Did you know that? Notice that Free Talk Live did not report this story.
No, we didn't report that story.
I mean, this is the sort of thing that we absolutely would report, because people being discriminated against in any foreign country, and in that manner, we certainly would report on that. But it smelled to me.
No such legislation was passed, and this bit of disinformation was knocked askew by the representative of Iran's Jewish community in the Iranian parliament. The source of the story was an Iranian who had been a big shot when the Shah was in power. And he's now with a public relations firm that represents, surprise, many of the neoconservatives. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert also told a big whopper when he said Iran was only months away from making a nuclear bomb. No nuclear expert that I'm aware of agrees with that assessment, and Mr. Olmert is no nuclear expert either. Even assuming Iran wants a bomb, it's years away from being able to produce one. It's clear that the Bush administration has chosen war. One, it refuses to negotiate with Iran. Two, it refuses to recognize Iran's right as a signer of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. Three, it's already set up an office in the Pentagon and another in the State Department to agitate for regime change. And four, it has begun its anti-Iranian propaganda campaign. President Bush is a liar when he says he wants to use diplomacy to end the crisis. In fact, I heard a clip of him making that claim on the news today, as a matter of fact. In the second place, he refuses to negotiate. In the third place, he has, for all practical purposes, issued an ultimatum. Give up your right to enrich uranium, or we'll attack you. No country in the world wants us to attack Iran, except for Israel. And that's no surprise. If the American people haven't figured out that Israel exerts an undue and injurious influence on the American government, then that's another reason for them to tear up their voter registration cards. And if driving toward war with Iran isn't bad enough, then the Bush administration's restarted the Cold War with Russia by its incessant criticism of Vladimir Putin's government. I think sometimes that the whole Bush administration's out of touch with reality and should be on medication, starting with the president and vice president. When you consider the wars, the profligate spending, the out-of-control debt, the trade deficits, the refusal to control the borders, the alienation of most of the world, and the constant spitting on the Constitution and civil liberties, you can conclude that this administration is going to destroy the United States as we know it. I might argue, it already has. I mean, it's been a constant process. It wasn't just George Bush. It was Bill Clinton and Bush before him and Reagan and all the other guys. It's all been adding on. They've just been tacking on more government programs, more government expansion, year after year, administration after administration. It just so happens that Bush happened to have the 9/11 thing, and therefore they sort of accelerated the growth of government even faster than previously known.
Well, it sounds like this guy pounding the drum for Democrats to be elected.
No, this guy's a former Republican.
Okay.
In fact, he says, I don't say that lightly, I never in a million years would have imagined that this administration would do what it has done. So he's been shocked. He's yet another Republican that's been shocked to the core by the behavior of this administration.
I'm shocked too.
And if you're one of those armchair jingoists who thinks it's fun to kill foreigners, just keep that thought in mind. Or, well, it's always fun to kill foreigners when you're not the one doing the killing, right? Just keep that thought in mind when you have to pay $10 a gallon for gasoline and the economy comes crashing down on your head. Sure, we can damage Iran's nuclear facilities and kill a lot of Iranians, but we can't do it and keep the oil flowing out of the Persian Gulf at the same time.
Well, it's obvious we're not producing the oil at the level that Iraq was before the war.
Nope.
So if this was a blood for oil, we've failed.
It isn't out of concern for the Iranians that the rest of the world doesn't want a war. It's because the other nations recognize the damage it will cause the world economy. It's also because they recognize that this is a phony crisis, like Iraq's mythical weapons of mass destruction. Even if Iran developed a nuclear weapon, so what? We have thousands of them. The Israelis have hundreds. Iran isn't going to attack anybody. It hasn't attacked anyone in the past 100 years. How many countries have launched a nuclear weapon in the last 100 years?
None.
None. In fact, I would say we were the ones that have come the closest with the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I know those weren't nuclear weapons, but they were big bombs. Hurt a lot of people. Not fun. I mean, go look at the... If you haven't seen the wreckage from the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs, if you've never actually... I mean, if it's been since high school, since you saw those photos, go punch them up online, just so you can see what the devastation was like. Just so you can understand what it's like when a bomb drops on a location, a big bomb. It's horrible. It's some of the most stunning photography, the most stunning images that will sit in your mind. Go and punch them up. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Google it. 800-259-9231. We go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, give us some good news for once.
Gentlemen, I have a stunning piece of good news.
Please
you
do.
You have, of course, all been following the case, the free speech trial in Manchester, New Hampshire.
You're talking about the trial of Russell Canning and Kat Dillon, two Free State Project activists. They're people that moved in there, and they were standing on the side of the road in Manchester, I guess holding signs apparently nearby a bus stop where there were other people also on that same side of the road. Police officers approached them, ordered them to the other side of the street. They said no.
Dangerous inciters.
Right, and then they were arrested for disobeying a police order. I'm not sure exactly what the charge was. You'll tell us what it is, and you'll give us the good news about this case. Hang on, Dave. We're coming back to you. 800-259-9231. I already know the news, and it is really good. It's pretty exciting, as a matter of fact. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You get to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent in their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. So if you want to see the Shrine, go to freetalklive.com. If you want to become a Shriner, send us a validated photo, and we'll put you up there. In fact, I've got a new validated Shriner to add over the weekend. So
oh, boy.
If you're on the updates list, you'll know when that happens. And of course, you can get on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. And we're going back to the phones, back to the fun, to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Dave, you're telling us, you're going to tell us some good news here, and it's really actually pretty exciting. But just to recap, Russell Canning and Kat Dillon from New Hampshire were arrested for simply holding signs on the side of the road. They were not endangering anybody's life. They were just there doing a protest not far away from where other people were also just standing around without signs. The people that were standing around without signs were not arrested. The people with signs, Russell and Kat, were. What were the charges that they were facing?
Disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct, which essentially means they didn't follow the orders of the police officers that ordered them across the street.
Right.
So what happened?
Let me set the scene for you. The courtroom this morning, I wasn't there, but I'm just taking this off the NHFree.com reports. 25 free staters there and other, you know, pro-liberty people, not all free staters.
Whoa. 25 people showing up at a court trial?
Yes.
In the morning?
Yes, at 8:15 in the morning. They're outside. They've got signs. They're all over the place. One shows up with four guns.
Huh?
And walks into the courtroom and checks the guns at the metal detector.
Wow.
Checks them in with the police and then walks into the courtroom. Whoa. Two more show up with pitchforks and check the pitchforks as they go in.
That's hilarious.
The prosecutors dropped the case.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Now, do you feel like...
It's amazing to me. There's such exciting stuff going on in New Hampshire. There are, 140 maybe free staters that have moved to the state? I mean, the Free State Project is barely lifting off. They're making
huge headway.
They're scaring the crap out of the local officials.
I mean, is there going to be a government left when we get there in September at this rate?
I'm afraid there will be a government.
Yes, there will. I know. I'm being facetious, obviously. But gosh, what a success! Now, not only was this this wasn't the only arm to this outreach on this particular issue, was the 25 people showing up this morning, which I think had a huge influence. But also, there were people calling the prosecutor in advance. Were there not?
Yeah, I made four calls to the prosecutor, four calls to the police prosecutor. I made multiple calls just to random police. I showed up in the police office with a sign. I showed up on Manchester street corners with a sign. I've never gotten, just alone, the kind of public response that you get from, like, a sign against the police.
Of your four calls to the prosecutor, did he ever actually speak with you on any of those calls, or were they all voicemail?
No, all voicemail or talking to the... secretary.
I see.
He never responded.
So he got the message, and you presumably were not the only one calling. But calls are one thing. I mean, it certainly had value, no doubt about it. He knew there were people out there paying attention to what he was doing. Because normally these guys operate, you know, with relative immunity. I mean, they just sort of, you know, they make plea deals with people, and people take the plea bargains, and then they go and they serve their time, and nobody really thinks anything of them.
But armed or angry citizens with pitchforks? That's a whole other thing.
Yes. Is it? Did you know if the prosecutor actually entered the courtroom through all of the protesters or through all the people there that were supporting, or was he already in the courtroom the entire time?
Oh, I don't know. And like I said, I don't know exactly who it was, whether it was the police prosecutors that this stopped it or whether it was the city solicitor that stopped it. I think either of them could have stopped it. Maybe they both decided to stop it. Maybe one wanted to and the other didn't and one prevailed. I don't know the details. Those will come out over the next couple of days.
Thank goodness they did, because I certainly didn't want to see Russell and Kat go to jail over holding a sign in public. And I know that they were planning on fasting if they were going to be put in jail, and they were facing up to a year, actually, for this disorderly conduct charge. So, really, things couldn't have turned out any better, considering the circumstances, could they?
It would have been better if there had been more publicity, but the union leader is doing a story in the morning, it looks like.
Really?
And that will be probably the fourth article that's come out about this. I would have preferred to see 10 or 20 articles.
Right.
Of course, it depends on how you count them up. I'm not counting our own media. We have, you know, you guys, and we have Keene Free Press and stuff like that. We always get into those papers, but I'm just talking about the free publicity you get from mainstream press. We haven't gotten as much of that on this issue as I would have liked.
Well, these things take time, and you're building the press relationships over time, and as time goes on, certain activists like Russell and Kat will sort of arise as the star activists. I think they probably already are, in my opinion, the two of the biggest stars in New Hampshire as far as they're the ones that are out there. Maybe it's just because they get arrested the most. I don't know. Maybe that's why I think that way. But, you know, as they get more notoriety, I know Kat has already been featured in, was it a New Hampshire Living or New Hampshire Magazine or something like that? So,
right, and I just got off the phone with a reporter talking about a different story, and they had already talked to Russell about it, and I mentioned Russell, and they're like, oh, we've already talked to him.
Now, this is kind of like, I see this as sort of a training round for you guys, actually showing up. I know you guys made some signs, and you were out there today in the pitchforks. It was a great idea. This was kind of like a training round for the Ed Brown situation. What's the latest there?
Yeah, that's the one I was talking to another reporter about. But what's going on with that? Let's see, the latest.
This is the guy, him and his wife. His wife is a dentist, very popular dentist. Both of them arrested on tax evasion charges. They've apparently not paid income tax in about a decade. So what's the latest?
Well, first of all, I just want to correct that. They are not tax evaders. They are tax protesters, or maybe you could say tax resistors. They were not hiding the fact that they were doing this. They were openly writing letters to the IRS agents and telling anyone who would listen that they refused to pay that tax.
I see. Thank you for the correction. For various reasons.
They don't want to fund torture. They don't want to fund the welfare state.
Absolutely, and I agree with them.
But what was your question?
I just was wondering if there was any news on that.
Yes.
I know that. Go ahead.
The latest news is just that it seems to be steamrolling in the press. There's just more press attention.
Good. So already these guys are getting more press attention, certainly, than Kat and Russell did. And it's certainly a bigger case. I mean, people being arrested on the side of the road versus a tax case. Obviously, the press is going to choose the tax case to really focus on here. So here again is, I think, the activist opportunity to shine, to once again show up in force at wherever this trial is going to be held. And I think that he said that he wants people to be well-dressed and well-behaved, and I agree, you know, whatever he's looking for, I think we can provide, and we can provide the support that he needs, and maybe the feds will drop the charges, although I doubt it.
Well, you know, actually, I talked to him yesterday, and he said, he seems like he's more open-minded than I was giving him credit for as about different kinds of activism.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
Oh, man, if people want to show up with signs, that's great. If people want to
excellent.
Show up with Fiji, that's great.
Oh,
so,
that's fantastic.
He likes the idea of a Fiji protest that you were mentioning, because you gave me that idea, and I bounced that off of him, and he's like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. He doesn't want to go to jail. I mean, that's really an effective Fiji protest, flyering out every single potential juror that comes in there, or at least a good chunk of them, is going to go a long way to keeping him out of jail. So I know you're going to keep us up to date on that, Dave. Anything else on your mind today?
That's my job. Plenty of other things, but there'll be plenty of time to tell you more what's going on.
Man, what exciting news. Thank you for bringing it to us, man. We really appreciate it. And for more information and pictures, you can go to nhfree.com. There's photos of the protesters there at the courthouse this morning. Can you believe that, Mark?
I
This is an amazing story.
I'm so excited about what's going on in New Hampshire.
Yeah. where we can actually stand up for liberty and have the courage to do so, because we know that the people that also think the way that we do are going to be behind us the entire way, and we'll be behind them. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We can win this, you know.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR, or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. freetalklive.com. On our website, we've got archives. In fact, an entire years worth of archives. You go and grab them for free right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. As we discovered the last segment of the program, there are some really exciting things going on there, and only a fraction of the 20,000 people that are going to move as a part of the Free State Project have actually moved. I mean, there's just some amazing things happening already. I can't wait to be a part. I'm really looking forward to being a part of it.
I have said it so many times on the show, and I'm going to say it again. This is it. This is the chance, the only chance, that we have at liberty in this country.
If you're wrong, prove it. Prove it that Mark is wrong on this. Bring up some other evidence that there's some other chance, some other option.
I can't see it. I can't see that there's anything else that's going to change it. Libertarians have been arguing points of liberty in America for 35 years now since the party's inception.
Sure.
The RLC is out there trying to bring liberty to the Republican Party. The Democratic Freedom Caucus is out there. They're trying to do the same thing. The advances are mitigable. You can see advances all the time in New Hampshire. We report on them, and the fact is, it's happening. And there's only 130 people there.
I can
hardly imagine what's going to happen when there's 300. And the Free State Project,
1,000,
any of those things. I mean, it's amazing.
Activists
and the Free State Project is it's growing slowly.
Now, I like what you're
saying. I would like to see it jump to 20,000 by the end of the year.
Boy, that'd be awesome.
And to me, it is unfathomable.
I'd be happy if we just got to the first 1,000.
It's unfathomable to me that people haven't signed up for the first 1,000. That our forefathers, that farmers and fishermen.
Hard.
No, farmers and fishermen in the 1770s. I don't care.
People have ties.
They've
got family.
You don't think these men had families that got shot in the Revolutionary War for freedom?
They've got businesses.
I'm sorry. You know, move the business. We are. It's not
easy. Freedom's important, but business and family, you've got ties. You can't move away for these
things. You know, the founding fathers made so many sacrifices.
You Free State Project people, you're just chasing a dream. It's never going to happen.
Evidence. Evidence. It's happening.
I like what you said. You told me during the break that your wife, she's sort of changed over time. I mean, you've only been married for about a year. And
16 months.
Over a year, and she was a dyed in the wool statist when you met her, right?
Yeah, she was a
big government supporter.
I believe the terminology is yellow dog Democrat, and
now she's not so yellow anymore. She's sort of leaning your direction.
She believes in concepts of liberty. She agrees with me when I say them. Would she call herself a libertarian? By no means. But I have conversations with her, and she repeats back to me things that I've said in the past.
That's because our ideas grow on people.
Absolutely. Libertarianism is insidious. It sinks into you. The concepts are easy and logical.
It's hard to believe that there's one group out there that could actually be right. And the reason why is because we have a principle, one simple principle, and that is that we don't think you should provide products or services by force. Things should be done on a voluntary basis. And who could disagree with that? Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Kurt in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Ian, I forget whether it's you or Mark, but when you were talking about Iran saying that they were developing atomic power, we wanted to put a stop to that, apparently. You talked about Nagasaki and Hiroshima being a big bomb in the pictures out there.
Yeah.
It's my understanding that those were atomic bombs, weren't they?
Is atomic bomb not a nuclear weapon? I thought that those were not the same thing. Are they? Is atomic nuclear?
Those were, you know, this government is very proud of the fact that they developed the first nuclear bombs, and
so
they were used on...
There's a difference between an A-bomb and an H-bomb, and I really don't understand the differences.
Oh, it's just the materials that go into them.
I see.
Fissionable versus fusionable and all that stuff. But they
so
were
you're telling me that you're telling me atomic bombs are nuclear weapons?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Okay. I guess it's just the way they... Maybe it just has to do with the way I learned it in government high school, where they put the word atomic in front of it, and it makes it sound like it's different from a nuclear weapon. Now I feel like a real numbskull for not knowing that difference.
Yeah, I just wanted to point that out to you, that the American government is very, very proud of the fact that we developed the atomic weapons and the nuclear bombs and nuclear capability, and we were the first to use it on all those poor people over there in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
In that case, so the American government has used nuclear weapons on other countries.
Yes,
they have. There been any other countries that have used atomic nuclear weapons on any other nations?
Not in anger.
You mean by accident?
No, I don't even believe that. I think they've just tested them, you know, both in the atmosphere and on the ground.
But nobody's ever actually shot one or dropped one on another country?
No, not on purpose, with the exception of the United States.
Except for the United States. That's really telling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What's
but now, what do you guys
us?
Think? How come we don't say anything about Pakistan having a nuclear weapons. We don't say anything about India having nuclear atomic weapons.
Absolutely.
Suddenly, when it comes to Iran, we just have to put our foot down. Now, what's the reasoning behind that?
Now, Pakistan and India have been at war for 60 years.
Yeah, they almost
these countries hate each other, and they haven't used the weapons.
Yep.
Amazingly enough.
Well, the reason why they don't use the weapons is because the leaders know if they drop a nuke, they could die. And the leaders don't want to die. They just want to send off their underlings. Kurt, great point. Thank you for clarifying. Now we know that the United States is the only country in the last 100 years that has used nuclear weapons on another country.
All right, great show, guys.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. We're lightening things up here in a moment with an audio clip that you will not believe actually came from the mouth of a police officer. More coming up.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
I'm Dr. Hunter for your health. Rheumatoid arthritis. What is it? And where does it affect you on the body? I'll be right back, you guessed it, after these messages.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Rheumatoid arthritis. It affects the tissue around the joint. That's called the synovial membrane. And it becomes inflamed, and over time, this inflammation will actually destroy the joint tissue, leading to disability. What causes rheumatoid arthritis? Hey, nobody knows, but the research is ongoing. But there's something wrong with the person's immune system. It's abnormal for some reason. Don't know why. The major symptoms are pain, stiffness, and swelling of the joints of hands, wrists, elbows, and feet, all at one time usually, not just one joint. There's no laboratory test that can diagnose it, and the treatment, it's a long-lasting disease. It can be controlled, but not cured. I'm Dr. Hunter for your health.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Thursday edition of the show, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything on our website is totally free. It's on the house. You go and download archives. You can surf around the wiki, the bulletin board system, on us. Now, how do we afford all this stuff? Well, we've got alternative models of business. We don't do it like the usual talk shows do.
Talk Live doesn't do anything like a usual talk show does.
No, we really don't. I mean, we take phone calls like a usual talk show, but even in that area, we don't screen them like normal talk shows do. You pretty much just give us your name, your area, and what you want to talk about, and you get on the air. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. And online, on our website, you can take advantage of all the services on the site for free, and we just simply ask that you support the show via some methods like Amazon. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer, and you can shop with us by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Shop amongst their 30-plus categories of just a plethora of different products. And you place your order, they ship it straight to your door, you get your products, Same great prices that you always get at Amazon, except we get a percentage of the sale. So that percentage would normally go to Amazon if you went to their regular site, but when you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, it goes to us. Simple way to get your shopping done and help the show. Again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. I was talking with somebody we're going to have on as a guest on Monday's show. I know I don't normally sell guests on the program, so that's why I'm not going to mention who he is. But he gave me a link to this just amazing clip. It's actually a video clip, but the audio is really where it shines. It's apparently from Tennessee, with some sort of police ceremony where one of the officers got up to the microphone to sing the national anthem. And here he is.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light, was so hellish twilight at the last gleaming rose strike.
He's got the tune.
Brought us fight.
Look at that guy's face.
For the rapids we wanted live free men, and the rocket's red glare.
You're hearing it kind of cut in there a few times. It's because the video footage is cutting away to footage of the crowd, so it's not continuous audio, but you can see some of the reactions from the people in the crowd. And the one, they show some of the other cops that are watching this, and this one cop just looks angry. He just looks mad. He's just this big, kind of skinhead-looking cop. And then there's this other guy that can barely keep a straight face. He's about to crack up.
Bombs bursting in air gave to the night that the stars were still there.
Good thing the stars are still there.
Oh, say it, wait, wait, and the home of the free.
Well, that's just funny, is what that
is. Yes, it's funny, but also very, very sad. Now, you could chalk it up to the fact that the guy was nervous. He didn't know the words very well. He lost his place. The funny thing is, though, the whole time he was messing with what appeared to be notes. He brought some sort of piece of paper up there with him, which I presume would have been the lyrics, because he doesn't appear to have done anything else besides be the guy singing the national anthem. So you think they would have selected this a little bit more carefully, and it makes you wonder, are these really the people that are supposed to be serving and protecting us? Hour number two is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're a